Dumelang barati ba moreneng, even today on the extension ya lockdown, Jesus is still Lord, he's still King, he's still everything my heart desire. During lockdown, I don't know what are you experiencing during this lockdown. Things might look tougher, but let me assure you, the word of God is so powerful. Remember, my message today, I will title The Power of the Prophetic Word. The Power of the Prophetic Word of God. Remember, I said to you, the prophetic word of God is not in prison. The prophetic word of God is not captured. The prophetic word of God is not sick. The prophetic word of God is not in pain. The prophetic word of God is not afraid of coronavirus. The prophetic word of God is not tired. The prophetic word of God is not weary. During the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the early days of his earthly ministry, during his prayer in doxology, he said, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Today, I want to concentrate on the power that the word of God has, the power that went with us through 22 or 23 days of lockdown. This power has never changed. This power sees us that we are still existing. We are still powerful. We are still praising God. And by the way, this time is time to praise God because we have overcome. But I want to concentrate much more on power. And I want to quote from the prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 30 or 31. Verse 28, prophet Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. "Don't you know, haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world." I like it. He created all the world. In other words, what seems to be impossible with man, what seems to be impossible with World Health Organization, what seems to be impossible perhaps with the US withdrawing their subsidy towards the World Health Organization, is possible with God. He will never leave us alone. Even in times like this, where there is wars between organizations, but remember that the Lord is the everlasting God who created all the world. He knows what is going to happen. He is in control. He never grows tired or weary. People will get tired. People will get weary. People will say a lot of things, especially during lockdown, especially during times like this. People will say a lot. The word that have been said since March up until today is COVID-19, and God wants us to remember him that his power will see us through COVID-19. COVID-19 is nothing before the eyes of the Lord. COVID-19 is nothing before the eyes of the Lord. Let me give a practical example. The stats in South Africa says about 50 people died of coronavirus. Let me assume that the 10 of those 50 people that died due to coronavirus were Christians, were born again Christians, washed in the blood of Jesus, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. If they have died, then remember what Paul said. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." They are in heaven. They lost nothing, even if they died. They are in the hands of God Almighty, who is in control of what is happening in the world because he created the whole world. The Bible continues and says, "He strengthens those who are weak and tired." Perhaps you are weak. Perhaps you are tired. Perhaps I may add, you are hungry. Perhaps may let me add, you are penniless. You don't have money to buy food. But let me tell you, if you come to his presence and say, Father, strengthen me. Father, give me strength during this period. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you as much as his word is saying. And the Bible says, no one understands his thoughts. And it's true, there's no one who understands God's thoughts. It says, even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. It is during this time of lockdown. Morere morena refematla amasha. Morena rutwile hunile thata. Morena rutwile balaudi babua katsela ebaneng babua ka teng ba bontsha bolaudi ba bona. Mara ka go godimo ga bolaudi bo le South Africa e ba bontshang. Re a itse gore wena o ntse o le morena, wena o ntse o le khosi. Mo nakong ye modimo mo re lapileng teng, mo mewa ya rona e lapileng teng, mo modimo re reng ga re kgone, rona re ile kgona ka gore wena o le letlhakoreng la rona. Re ile kgona modimo ka gore o le o na le rona. The Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. During this time where I have just said to you, the word of God is not in prison. Be rest assured, manesu. Agitoro hwetsa hala mo bophelong ba hao. Let me just pause a little bit. Ha kitse hore o hopotsa eng, ha kitse hore o nahanne eng. Ha kitse hore bophelo ba gago bua reng. There's a lot of things. Tse o neng o sena tsona ga o tsalwa. The day your mother gave birth to you, you had not, these things were not there in you. These things o kopane le tsona o ntse o tsamaya mo bophelong. E re ke go gopotse tsona dilo tse o kopaneng le tsona o ntse o tsamaya mo bophelong dilo fela. Go na le nako e di tlileng go ema mo teng, mara go na le se se neng se le teng before you were even born. Lentswe la Modimo, go na le se se leng teng ga nako ya go tsamaya mo botshelong e ntse e tla, le ga nako ya gago ya go fela mo botshelong e ntse e tla. Go na le se se sa feleng le wena, ke lentswe la Modimo le maatla a lona. Ke batla go go gopotsa gore gona mo nakong e e lebegang e le thata, ke mo Modimo wa rona a bonagalang a na le maatla, ke mo Modimo wa rona a re kgonisang, ke mo Modimo wa rona a re tlholelang, ke mo Modimo wa rona a re tsamaisang, ke mo Modimo wa rona a bonagatsang gore whatever is impossible with man shall be possible with God. Ke kopa ke tswalele ka mantswe ana a reng, the word of God is alive and active. The word of God is so powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges desires and thoughts of the heart. There is nothing that can be hidden from God. Everything in all creation is exposed and lies open before his eyes. And it is to him that we must all give an account of ourselves. Times may be tough. Times may be so difficult, perhaps. You might be thinking of something else. Re go go bolelle o tlile le fatseng le ibile o ya go tswa mo go lona o ntse o le fela yalo. Mara tsamaong ya lona Modimo ga go tlogela o le mong. Modimo na le wena. Lentswe la Modimo le na le maatla. Lentswe la Modimo le ya kgona. Le ga lefatshe le lotlhelele le ka tswala, e re ke go bolelele ga gona sepe se se ileng palelang lentswe la Modimo. The power of the prophetic word. Let me pray with you wherever mo tlabeng o le teng. Ha fela o ka phamisa matsogo wa re, in the presence of the Father, in the presence of Christ Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you even during this difficult period. We thank you for awarding us or giving us an opportunity to lift our hands up in your presence, Lord, and declare our breakthrough, and declare our prosperity, and declare our praise, and declare our our worship and say, you are the Lord our God. Modimo o tsa o fatse, modimo o natla fatse, modimo a go fe dijo mo wena o senang dijo, modimo a go khonise tsotlhe mo botshelong bo during nako e ya thata. Ke kopa o nne o tshego fetse ka lebitso la morena wa rona Jesu Kriste. Amen and amen. This message o ka download gape mo letlhabileafm.co.za. Modimo a go tshego fatse ka lebitso la Jesu. Amen.